All right, now let's go to my good buddy and co-partner in ministry as we both teach at our School of Prophets, which is a postgraduate program for all of those who may have a BA or a BS and would like to get either a master's or a PhD in eschatology. I'm talking about David James, and this man travels all over the world teaching the Bible, both Bible prophecy and then other passages of Scripture in the Bible as well. He has great expertise. He's an author. He has written a book, The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction. By the way, you need to get a copy of that book. It will help you to understand how you cannot use fiction to understand doctrine as it relates to eschatology. David, how's the book sales going on that? Are they going well for you?
Well, they have dropped off some. I think the initial interest in seeing the response to Jonathan Cahn's book was there. But the fact is, the Harbinger itself continues to be very strong and growing, and now it's actually created a whole media market with related items. So his book is going strong, and I do think people need to see that there is another side to this story in handling the Scriptures and even history correctly.
Well, I agree with that 100%. So, dear friends, come to my website, prophecytoday.com. You can make your order of David's book, The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction. You need to understand, as David said, the other side of the story. David, you have just produced a promotional DVD, a video clip that we have posted on our website, prophecytoday.com, as it relates to what you'll be teaching at our School of Prophets, Louisiana Baptist University Conference coming up in February, the 24th of February through the 28th there in Shreveport, Louisiana. And it's entitled God's Plan Throughout the Ages. Now, talk to me about that just for a moment. You said, one of the statements you made in this video, and by the way, folks, go to our website, Prophecy Today. You need to watch this. It's very, very informative, helping you to understand why you need to take this course down there at the conference in Shreveport. But you made a statement, we need the overall big picture. In other words, we need to step back and look at the Bible from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, before we start getting into inspecting everything inside of those passages.
Well, that's right. At the beginning of the video, I used an illustration of having a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle where you have all the pieces, but you don't have the box with the picture on it, and then trying to put that puzzle together. And you might succeed with a few pieces here and there, and even groups of pieces, but you couldn't really see how they all fit together, no matter how much you studied the details. It would be an almost impossible task. And I said that a lot of people really try to understand the Bible in the same way. They read familiar passages over and over, but they don't have the big picture to see how they all fit together. And they actually do fit together completely.
Well, now, taking your course, God's Plan Through the Ages would be a first step, but let's just say, and I hope this is not the case, that people are not able to come to Shreveport. I'd like to see everybody eavesdropping on this conversation coming down to Shreveport to our conference in February. But if that's not the case, what would be the best approach? Do you need to read the entire Bible to understand how we get the overall big picture?
My first recommendation would be to get some kind of brief survey book. Dr. Schauer's book, What on Earth is God Doing, kind of forms the basis for the course, at least the main ideas and the flow of the course. And he does a great job of going from eternity past into eternity future and shows the conflict between Satan. Actually, Satan's war against God is God seeks to establish and will establish his kingdom of righteousness through Jesus Christ. So Dr. Schauer's book is an excellent place to start. And then you can read the Scriptures with that kind of as a reference so you see how it all fits together. And there are a number of other books. Understanding Dispensationalism, for example, would help you to look at that. And there are some good books out there, for example, by Dr. Charles Ryrie.
Yes, indeed. Those would be books available also at our bookstore, the one by Dr. Charles Ryrie, Understanding Dispensationalism. We have it at our prophecy bookstore, prophecytoday.com. And Dr. Rennie Schauer's book, What on Earth is God Doing? It's available for you to purchase as well. David, you need to write a book so you can be in there in those books that we are recommending. You bring to the table, though, thoughts about dispensationalism, a brief statement about dispensationalism, and why is that important in understanding God's overall plan?
Well, dispensationalism is simply the result of looking at the Bible through a lens that sees the Bible as being grammatically and historically correct, and to be taken literally in that way. And so when you approach the scriptures, taking them literally and understanding all the passages in the context, one of the things that drops out of that study is that you see that God has worked in different ways at different times in history. And most conservative evangelicals have seen that God is basically working this out through seven phases in history that we call dispensations. So, for example, you have the dispensation of innocence before the fall of Adam and Eve, and then afterward, from Adam and Eve to the flood of Noah's day, and from the flood to Abraham's day. And so those are eras or phases in God's plan that you can see working themselves out in history as revealed in the pages of Scripture.
Well, talk to me about this. If you're, there are other approaches of studying God's Word other than dispensationalism. I don't necessarily want to look at them, but I want to know why you think a dispensationalism is the best approach to getting a real handle on understanding God's Word.
Well, I think the main reason is because it comes from the most natural understanding of God's Word. Again, taking it literally and understanding the passages in context. Another thing that I might mention as far as how you approach the Bible, one thing that I would suggest is reading it chronologically or reading it according to the order of the events as they happened in the Scripture, and not necessarily in just Bible book order, because they're not always in chronological order. And when you do that, again, this picture falls out that clearly shows that God has worked this way in history. And so I believe it because I accept God's Word as fact. And in fact, those who don't hold to dispensationalism, or even those who are anti-dispensationalism, and that's a growing trend, many of them even say, if you take the Scriptures literally, dispensationalism is where you end up. We just don't think you should take the Bible that way.
Wow, that's the bottom line. You got to study God's Word from the literal perspective. The fact is that God told us what he wants us to know through his word, and we take that literal.
You're right, and it's really a shame that people don't have more confidence in the scriptures, because it makes them virtually impossible to understand, which means it's virtually impossible to apply, and we can't see where we are with our lives now, what God has done in the past, the present, or the future.
And that is key. We need to understand what is God's plan for the future. You do that when you know God's overall plan throughout all of history. Well, David James will be teaching God's plan through the ages at our conference in Shreveport, Louisiana, the School of Prophets, Louisiana Baptist University Prophecy Conference, February the 24th through the 28th. David, thank you so very much for joining us. Looking forward to our time of partnering in ministry there in Shreveport. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Great to be with you.